CBS Radio Sports takes you now to the British Open Golf Championship, and the winner, Ben Hogan. In the recording made direct from the championship course at Carnoustie, Scotland, John Durr, CBS Radio Director of Sports, interviews the new champion. Now, here's Mr. Durr.
This is Carnoustie, and this is the scene of the British Open for 1953, and with us is the new British Open champion, America's champion, Ben Hogan. Ben has just concluded his second round here today at Carnoustie, where the weather was changeable throughout the day. We had rain, we had a little sunshine, we had a little wind. It was probably the best day of play of the entire tournament, both the qualifying and the championship. Hogan has just come in with a record-setting 68. He's in at 68, 282. Four players tied at 286 behind him. Well, Ben, I know this must be a great moment for you to have just won the British Open.
Yes, it certainly is, John. I can't tell you how happy I am. And the people have just been wonderful to me over here. I never saw such crowds, and I think the whole of Scotland actually was pulling for me to win, along with a lot of my friends in the United States. And I'm just so thankful that I have won.
Well, Ben, today, I know you said nothing about this beforehand, but I know that you were playing with a cold. I know that you've not felt your best the last three or four days. Yet, you were able to come up this morning, have a very fine 70, despite a 6 on the 17th hole, and come in and tie for the lead three-way point. At that time, did you think that you had a good chance to come in and take it this afternoon?
Well, yes, I did. When I went through the fifth hole, one under par, I thought I had a good chance of winning if I could just hold the one under and maybe pick up another one someplace along the line. It's awfully difficult to get birdies here, and it's even harder to keep them after you get them.
That's true.
I had to do some wonderful putting this afternoon. I mean, save shot, that is, because I was some 50 to 60 feet away from the hole on about the last four or five holes, and I did marvelous putting. I'm not complimenting myself, but I got the ball down in two, which I think was the thing that let me win.
Well, about those putts, I might explain that the second putt was seldom too long a putt because Ben was putting that first one right to the pin. You mentioned the fifth hole. You were through the fifth hole this afternoon in one under fours. Here at Carnoustie, and I suppose throughout all Scotland, the scores are kept level four rather than par or what a score might be. And here this week, we've had to learn how to keep it in level fours.
Well, that's right.
Well, now, you were one under level fours with a three on the fifth. Then that fifth hole is 388 yards. It has a burn running across it, as almost every hole here at Carnoustie does. And I think that you probably made the one shot there this afternoon that set you on your way to winning this British Open. Would you describe for us a little bit that fifth hole?
Yes, John. As a matter of fact, it did give me a terrific shot in the arm. I played a brassy off of the tee to stay short of the burn, and I hit a five iron my second shot, and I landed on the green with the shot. And the ball kicked to the left and kicked down right in the edge of the trap. It actually wasn't in the trap or it wasn't out of the trap. Half the ball was in and half of it was out. And to me, that's about the most difficult shot you could have. Plus the fact that I had to come up very very sharply, bring the ball up, and then make it run. Well, as luck would have it, I hit this ball, and I don't know what happened, but I just clipped it just right. The ball took a terrific backspin, and doggone, it didn't go right in the hole.
And, folks, it did go in the hole. Well, that was the first time that we heard everybody on the course cheer at one time.
Well, I cheered a little myself, too, John.
You were still cheering. Well, now, sixth hole is a tough hole here. The sixth hole is 567 yards. And I think
it's longer than that. I think it's about 600.
Well, with a little wind, it can be 700.
I'll say.
You played that hole beautifully both times today. This 567-plus yard hole, Ben was right in front of the green with his second shot both times. And he latched on to a pair of fours there. Well, now this, I think, was probably as troublesome a hole for the most of the pros here in this British Open, probably the most troublesome hole on the course. And today you were able to get right in front of the green both times, and you played very fine chips there. I suppose this afternoon your putt was what, 3 feet probably?
Oh, no, John. It was about 4.5, 5 feet, I'd say.
Oh, that's that far?
Yes, it was.
Well, it was a wonderful chip from your location after the second shot, your third up to the pin, and then the concentration. And when that one dropped, I think all of us felt a little easier.
Yes.
Well, then this afternoon's round was not without its moments of drama, not without its moments of highlights. As we went on to the seventh hole, this hole had been costly in the second round. Ben had taken a five there. He had had a three the first round, and he also had a three this morning. This afternoon, he just missed another three and came up with a four. Then the little short eight hole, you almost ran a deuce down on us there. That one missed by about 4 inches.
Yes, that's right.
And the ninth hole, that's 483 yards. And how many yards do you actually believe that hole is?
Well, it's about 483.
Well,
it's about one of the toughest four pars I've ever seen.
That's the longest looking hole.
Well, since they have two bunkers right down the middle of the fairway where you want to drive, and there's just hardly any room to get around them. You have to play short of the left-hand bunker and hit a full two iron or a four wood into the green and hook it at the same time. There are some shots here that I don't know much about.
Well, that's the only green that's actually hidden where the greenskeeper can't find it. I mean, it's back in the corner next to that railroad and next to the fence. The first 2 days, you had a little trouble finding the green.
Yeah, that's right.
What today? Both times around today, Ben found that long, elusive ninth green, 483 yards away, and came up with a pair of fours. So at that point, this afternoon, Hogan was out in 34, two under-level fours. By this time, we knew that the little man was rolling. I was interested in the number of people whom I heard in the gallery this afternoon who told how many miles they had come to see Hogan win the British Open. I didn't realize that all those people were from California, but they must have been to have come as far away as that. At any rate, along about that time, I ran into a man who said, he'll probably go 3-3-3 from here in. But the next hole, the 10th hole, you've got a very fine three there this morning, rolled in a beautiful putt there. This afternoon, on the 10th hole, he came up with another wonderful drive. This hole is guarded by the deepest burn that there is on the court. The 11th hole, was a hole that I kept waiting for you to birdie all week, 368 yards, and I know that you must have expected to hold some of those putts you had there, and yet you came up with four straight fours on that hole.
I never could get my pitch onto the hole. I don't know, it would drag up too fast for me, and although it's downhill from the front of the green, I just couldn't make myself hit the ball up to the hole. And as a result, I always had someplace in the neighborhood of 20-25 footers there.
Well, the long hole, the 12th hole, is another par four, 467 yards. And today, you saved a very good four there. You were short of the green of your second.
That's right.
And you made a very fine chip there. I heard a number of the local fans complimenting you on the British-style chip you made on that one. A low pitch and run, wasn't it?
Well, you have to use British and American and South African and everything else to play this place.
That's right, you do.
You have to mix them up quite a lot.
We waited a long time to see Hogan get a deuce here. There are not many short holes. The par threes are pretty well scattered, and one of the par threes is 250 yards, and you don't have many deuces on holes of that length.
No, you don't.
But you ran one in this morning that set the crowd off again and came along and did the same thing on the same hole this afternoon on the 13th. That's a 169-yard hole. How long was your putt there this morning, Ben?
I'd say I had about an 8-footer this morning and about 12 feet this afternoon.
You were getting better. You're holding it from 12 feet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, the one this morning was a beautiful putt, and the one this afternoon, somebody's umbrella got right in front of me, so I was unable to see that. Then you came up to the 14th hole, and you lost the stroke. That's the only five you had this afternoon.
That's right.
473-yard hole. You were a little short with your second.
Yeah, I was going into the wind, and I hit a four wood, and I ballooned it just a little bit too much, and the ball fell short, and of course didn't roll on the green. My chip with a five iron was about 7 feet short, and I missed the putt.
Well, the putt was dead on line. It only stopped an inch and a half, 2 inches away from the hole. And that was one of those that seemed to get putty on it, as some of the boys have been calling the greens here this week.
Yes, John, I've continually putted short here. I don't know why. I just couldn't get the ball to roll. Maybe it was the strangeness of a small ball or something, but I thought I hit the ball hard enough, but it just wouldn't go for me.
Well, Ben, you were short on approach shots. More than I have seen you in a great many tournaments. Was that because there was trouble beyond the green in a great many cases, or?
No, I just misjudged it, didn't hit it hard enough, or the ball had stopped faster than I thought it would.
Well, not often happened. I mean, you had a lot of quick bites today on, and then it hit what looked to be the same type shot two holes later, and it would run 20 feet.
Yes, that's right.
Did you have that? Is that the way it looked to you?
Well, yes. Those are made to run on purpose. I was determined to make them all run here.
And some of them did.
Some of them did this afternoon, yes.
Well, the best thing this afternoon, now we're heading home. The crowd had really grown tremendous by this time. People were seeing, instead of every other hole, they had decided to see every third hole. And the 15th crowd, the 15th green was surrounded, I suppose, and people were 10, 12 feet deep all around it, standing on little hills, crags, standing on chairs, benches, anything they could stand on. I heard one British gentleman make a great mark of, I guess you would call it, real honor when he offered to let his wife stand on his toes so she could see over the crowd of the people in front. And Ben satisfied them. He had a very comfortable four at the 15th. And we came up to the 16th, which has been somewhat of a joner to all of our American pros here. The short hole we were talking about, it's only 250 yards, but it's a tough hole. And the first two rounds, there was not a three among them. Stranahan, Hogan, and Mangrum all had fours there. Today, Ben latched onto a pair of threes. You moved to a wood. You had, three wood, four wood there today.
Grassy both times.
Did you?
Yes, that hole is about 240 yards, I think, and this afternoon we were going into a little breeze, and
It was raining at that point, too.
Landed right on the front of the green, and two-putted happily for my boots.
Well, that first putt brought quite a gasp from the crowd there. That one must have come up pretty close.
Yes, I was real happy to see that one roll up.
Well, the hole that I was happy to see behind, Ben, was the 17th. This morning we were standing by at the 17th, and things went bad. Hogan hit a beautiful drive, and then the second shot landed in the bunker. The third was out, and that was the second three-putt green of the morning. So it looked like this 68 was going to be on the board this morning, but I'm glad we got it this afternoon. But a six there this morning. Now, as you came up to 17, you played the brassy again off the tee?
No, I hit a four-wood this afternoon. The wind was a little stronger back of me. I hit a four-wood between the two burns. That's what you have to do there. You can't possibly take anything else. And then I played a 12-4-iron about as hard as I could nail it, and two-putted for a four.
And a very beautiful four. Then on the last hole, now the crowd was really excited. They were standing around. I talked with some of the representatives of the Royal and Ancient here who said that never before had there been a more popular champion. They all wanted to see Hogan hold it out on the last hole. Hit a wonderful drive. That drive, I believe, as long as any you hit all week. Must have been 280, 290 somewhere.
No, well, not that long, John. I was going against the wind, and I'd say it was maybe 250, 260, something like that.
A beautiful shot into the green. Two putts. He was in with a 68, a new course record, and he was in with the British Open title. And thank you very much, Ben Hogan.
Thank you, John.
This is John Durr from Carnoustie, and now back to CBS Radio in New York.
You have been listening to a recorded report on the British Open Golf Championship by the winner, Ben Hogan, interviewed by John Durr, CBS Radio Director of Sports. This was the fifth and last in a special series of broadcasts from Carnoustie, Scotland.